You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
During the trending report, Jeremy was telling us about the big launch today, the iPhone 16, Apple Watch 10. I mean, are they going to get to the point where we're talking about iPhone 276?
At some point, probably, yeah. Yeah.
Apple, if the human race survives that long, Apple Watch 305. Anyway, so they're going to be unveiling all of this stuff.
It's
today.
Glow time is what they're calling it.
Glow time. Yeah, the glow time.
That's
new
cute.
AirPods.
That's cute.
So.
That's fun.
They've turned it into quite the event, you know, and, you know, all praise to Steve Jobs for making it an event, and may he rest.
Yeah, so I mean, they got that beautiful campus and everything. They might as well take advantage of it.
Right. You know, some people line up. They have to be early adopters to everything. That's not generally me. I think I like to see them work out some bugs and stuff before I finally jump in.
Yeah. Well, by 16, I think they're doing all right, though.
You know, the funny thing is we can talk to people who are still holding on to older technology and using it. My favorite memory of that is when the iPhone first came out, and in my little circle of friends, the pub club and stuff, everybody was jumping on those and getting them. And I was like the last person to get one, and I had people make such fun of me because the phone I was using, it's not like it was that giant brick thing from, you know, movies in the late 80s, early 90s. It wasn't that. But it was still, you know, let's just say it was a hefty size cell phone. And everyone gave me so much crap. And the memory that I have about it, though, is that I'd be out with a group of people and every one of them would pull their phone out and not be able to get service. And I could always get service everywhere I went. I never dropped a call. Every call was crystal clear. And sometimes when we get into this rush to be the early adopter and get stuff, you are the coolest kid, but you're not always the most efficient kid. Hmm. And so I can see why some people still want to hold on to the stuff that works really well. At the same time, you don't want to be a dinosaur. I mean,
right.
If you are insisting on, you know, listening to an 8-track tape, then now you're just trying to make a statement, I guess.
Clink, 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 clink.
And kids, you can Google 8-track tape if you want.
So with this big Apple Glow event that's going on today, I thought it would be kind of cute to have people text or call in with the old technology that you are still using. And yes, it doesn't have to be a phone, but I will give an honorable shout out to Jessica here who posted on my Facebook. She says, "Jer, I'm still rocking an iPhone 7. With my 7-megapixel camera and grainy FaceTime." She goes on to chat about it. It's like, you know, all I do is text and call, so why should I spend hundreds of dollars
right.
on a new one? So there's that.
Until a couple of years ago when I went and updated, I was still using the 6.
Yeah. At some point, they just don't do updates on these things, and
And it worked fine, but that was the thing. You can't get any more updates.
Yeah.
So
I had
to bail.
So the old technology that we're using in my house right now, I wanted to go and buy the Amazon Show, I think it's called, which is like a digital screen that you actually hang on the wall in your kitchen, and it shows your calendar and the weather and various mm-hmm. things going on, and you can get to, you know, movies and stuff. And Nicole's like, no. Let's order these $12 plexiglass calendars that go on the side of your fridge, and that's what she did. So now we have an old school calendar and like notepad and menu that go right on the side of the fridge. And she goes out on every Monday morning and writes the schedule for the week of everything that we have going on, mm-hmm. the menu of everything that's going on, and then there's a little to-do list there. So instead of my $300 digital device that I wanted to hang there in the kitchen, she spent like $12 or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, it's great. Like if you're standing there making toast and you glance over and you're like, oh, okay, today's our anniversary. I was like, oh, God. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
It's old school technology that still works. So good.
Our calendar in our kitchen area is very analog. Gretch created it on the wall. It's this giant wall, and she put each month a row across 1 through 31.
It works, you know. It works.
Yeah, and she just writes on there, and now we're getting, you know, in the last third of the year, she's thinking about how she's going to redo that wall and start over again.
Just don't walk close to it and accidentally wipe everything off by accident, you know?
No, it's not erasable. That's the thing. I mean, you're writing on the wall.
Oh, so you got to paint over
it?
You
have to see it. It's super cool. So she has to start over again with these sticker things she puts up. Anyway, I still will use a DVD player about 2 to 3 times a year, maybe. I still have it hooked up. It's not like it's used very often. I haven't seen a new DVD in I don't know how many years, 10 years at least, maybe 15 or more. But there are still some, and I will put it on a couple times a year.
That's not bad. I was in one of those like vintage places, and they had a whole wall of Blu-ray DVDs, and each one was like $2 now at this point. And I felt like a few of them were priced a little bit high. My mom was asking me to transfer some of their VHS movies to digital, because I've got this little device. I've been transferring home movies over to digital. She's like, can you take some of these movies I really like and transfer? I was like, no, I will not. You can find any of these on streaming right now. Any of them.
Shelly is still using her DVD player. She says, I bought one the other day. I just watched a DVD last night. Hey, Shelly, why not? It's there.
You know, I would do that with some of my absolute favorites, I think. I would have the DVD sitting there on a shelf, like, I don't know, Napoleon Dynamite or something. Have it sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make me happy.
Stacey, this is my dad has not given in to the multiple hunting map apps. He's still rocking the paper maps. You know, but we've talked plenty of times on the show about how we love the paper maps and the atlases, so I'm not mad at that at all either.
Whitney says, boys, I still use an old school fountain pen when writing my Christmas cards or thank you cards.
Fountain pen.
A fountain pen.
Wow. Those were too messy, in my opinion.
Man.
Anna's got the iPhone 7.
Nicole's uncle, when he was in town just a couple weeks ago, we brought him down to the station to show him around. And I was like, you want to take any pictures or anything? And he pulled out of his pocket a flip phone. He's still rocking a basic flip phone.
All right.
He's like, I don't need any of the other crap. He's like, he's just a simple man, you know, a simple Iowa man.
Let me ask you, Dylan from Inglewood says he's using his awesome Wii Guitar Hero. Is that now considered ancient technology?
Maybe. Along those lines, Ryan wrote in and said, boys, I still play games on an original Game Boy. I've had many younger TSA agents ask what the heck that thing is when I travel. Still works great. That's going old school. The OG Game Boy.
That's good. Kim, a good old multiple CD player with dual cassette and radio.
Whoa, high roller. Whoa.